calling of young Tony. When he told his family the sky was falling, no one believed him. Even when he dragged black clouds across the kitchen floor, his mother tutted, washed them and flattered them in the mangle. They hung on her washing line until Christmas, and she gave them to neighbours. Still wet, they flopped through the letterboxes for an entire month of December, rotted on hall carpets and mutely fired electric bolts at televisions. When he brought the poor in during television adverts, his mother shooed them from her parlour. He watched their tracks left behind on the linoleum floor, charcoal footprints that reminded him of dance diagrams, mapped out waltzing. He told them lies, and they took from the kitchen in the dead of night. His father called it theft. Some built cars out of baked bean tins, some made soldiers from takeaway menus, some built petrol bombs out of milk bottles and dropped them on their neighbours. When he told his mother he could see, she blinded him with detergent, so he used a fishing rod for a cane and tapped his way down the hall, humming blindly. No one heard the front door shut, no one saw his face as he pulled out the penny whistle. Hook and rod over shoulder, he blew and blew but knew naught of music or sound, but still the loss followed him. The fools sang in his wake and smiled with their silent faces, and all walked out of the town into the closing horizon, leaving dance in their wake.